Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, October 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The price of Bitcoin is up above $60,000 for the first time since April. Much of that run-up is due to investors anticipating the launch of a Bitcoin Futures Exchange-Traded Fund, or ETF.
There was a lot of enthusiasm that the SEC is finally going to at least permit some of these products. And again, this has been an eight-year process, so there's been a lot of attention, a lot of eyes on the twists and turns of it.
So what does this mean for individual investors who want to get in on the Bitcoin craze? And what's the difference between investing in Bitcoin futures versus actual Bitcoin? We'll ask our markets reporter Michael Wursthorn about the nuts and bolts of Bitcoin ETFs after the break.
WSJ Special Access gives you a front row seat to some of the Wall Street Journal's most exciting content, like The Quirkier Side of Life, a new series that features the fun, surprising stories our reporters come across.
The chief executive walks 10,000 barefoot steps every day. He recalls stepping on a bee, which put him off earthing for a couple of days, but he got back to it.
Check out The Quirkier Side of Life on WSJ Special Access, only for WSJ subscribers.
You've probably heard of exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, and how they allow investors to buy a mix of stocks and other equities. Well, today, the first U.S.-listed ETF based on Bitcoin futures prices is expected to launch from a firm called ProShares. But how does it work, and what kind of risk do investors face if they decide to put their money into it? WSJ Markets reporter Michael Wursthorn is here with some answers. Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Michael, we typically describe an ETF as a fund that tracks a basket of equities. What would this ETF from ProShares be tracking?
This ETF will work like any other ETF in terms of the underlying mechanics. And just like any other ETF, it's holding a basket of securities. And in this case, those securities are Bitcoin futures contracts, which trade separately and distinctly from Bitcoin itself. But that's primarily what these funds are going to hold. This fund, ProShares, and the other ones that eventually come online.
Now, Bitcoin ETFs have been a long time coming. So can you just bring us up to speed, and how do we get to this moment?
So this has been an eight-year effort, really. It started in 2013 when the Winklevoss twins tried to get their first Bitcoin ETF application through the SEC. That hasn't happened. And basically, regulators have been very uncomfortable with this idea of opening up the crypto market to fund investors when there is no ability for the SEC itself to surveil, to monitor the underlying trading of Bitcoin. Right there, there's some concerns about the potential for fraud and manipulation in that trading, and investors in those funds could be getting prices or seeing prices or be subject to that, some of that fraud and manipulation that wouldn't be in their best interest. So there's been a huge holdup. In August, this all sort of diverted onto a new path when SEC Chairman Gary Gensler suggested that Bitcoin futures could be a better tool to introduce to the market. And because there is oversight by the SEC and other regulators of futures trading, that would get around some of those concerns around the actual crypto market itself. So that started a path since the summer where a number of issuers, ProShares being first in this case, launching or at least starting the effort to get a Bitcoin futures ETF out there. So 75 days later, here we are. ProShares is preparing to launch its Bitcoin futures ETF today.
Now, you mentioned SEC Chair Gary Gensler's view that an ETF based on Bitcoin prices would be better. Why is that? And why do these ETFs track futures prices and not Bitcoin itself?
So that all gets to sort of this regulatory process approval, the path that it really took, and the fact that Bitcoin futures trading, that's a mature market and that's a regulated market in the eyes of the SEC. So there you have those protections built in basically for investors in the sense that if there were to be some type of fraudulent manipulative trading of Bitcoin futures, the SEC and other regulators can identify that trading. So that put them at more ease of allowing an ETF to operate in this sense. And there's a number of other futures focused ETFs that are already out there. There's obviously in the commodities market where there's a lot of futures trading, there's a number of ETFs that track that. We also have volatility tracking ETFs that largely trade in those cases VIX futures. So the futures market's very mature, and there was a certain level of comfort on the part of regulators to introduce Bitcoin futures into the ETF wrapper.
So Michael, what are the risks associated with investing in one of these ETFs?
There's a few risks that are unique to the ETF itself, but then there's a few risks that are common with anybody investing in crypto securities or those related to it. So there's the volatility that investors in this ETF would face, just like they probably would with Bitcoin itself. Both futures and the asset can be volatile. Besides that, investors have to also consider the fact that these ETFs have added trading costs that can cause the performance between the two assets to diverge even further. So investors who expect Bitcoin-like performance in a Bitcoin futures ETF are going to be disappointed. They're two separate asset classes, and they will trade independent of each other, causing that differing performance.
So how will individual investors be able to buy shares in these ETFs?
These ETFs should be available to most investors that have self-directed brokerage accounts. Usually whenever any of these ETFs go online, those are among the places where investors can get them first. If you're working with, say, a financial advisor that works at places like Morgan Stanley or Merrill Lynch, those firms have an approval process and a due diligence process that could delay for a period of time. It could be months, it could be longer, those products being available to those investors. Any investors with a self-directed brokerage account should be able to access these products when they start trading today.
Okay, now we've heard about a few other companies looking to launch similar funds. Are those still in the works?
So there's eight other issuers who have also lined up to launch Bitcoin futures ETFs. Valkyrie Investments, a digital asset management firm, is among them. Invesco, VanEck, ARK Investment Management, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, they're also among the last ones to file. They appear to still be proceeding. There could be some changes to those funds between now and when they actually do launch. But assuming the SEC allows those funds to proceed, just like it did with ProShares, several more could start trading within October, and then we could see the additional ones come online in either November and December.
Now, I want to ask you about the price of Bitcoin, which has gone way up in the recent weeks. Have the plans to launch these ETFs fueled the recent run-up in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency prices?
That's what a lot of analysts are saying in terms of the price movement we've seen over October. Bitcoin was up 25%. There was a lot of enthusiasm that the SEC is finally going to at least permit some of these products. And again, this has been an eight-year process, so there's been a lot of attention, a lot of eyes on the twists and turns of it. For most of that process, the SEC has been outright rejecting or delaying those physical Bitcoin ETFs. So there's always been a lot of bad news, I would say, around the asset management industry's longer-term effort to get these funds to reality. This represents really the first bit of positive news in that nearly decade-long effort. So we've seen that really reverberate in the Bitcoin spot price market, seeing those prices go higher. We've seen it in the futures market as well, where a lot of analysts said that a lot of the buying of Bitcoin futures contract was being motivated by the SEC's approval. These funds themselves, as they get more money, they're going to buy more Bitcoin futures contracts too. So there's a lot of expectations and a lot of interest going into this. And that's what we're going to be looking to see, is just how much of that is sustained after ProShares and these other funds start trading.
Well, let's talk about that. How are these ETFs likely to affect Bitcoin prices?
As more money goes into these ETFs, they're going to be buying more Bitcoin futures contracts. That's going to push the price of those contracts higher. And in essence, what we mean by a Bitcoin futures contract is that investors, if they're buying it, they're taking a gamble on whether the price of a particular asset, in this case, Bitcoin, is going to be higher or lower in the future. If they're buying it, they're probably predicting it's going to go up. So that's going to push the price of Bitcoin futures contracts higher. What we've seen in some of the research that's come out over the last several years about the relationship between Bitcoin and those futures is that futures are an excellent price discovery tool. They may not give the same performance, but they're a very good indicator of where Bitcoin prices are headed. I mean, at least that's what we've seen so far. So analysts are suggesting that if we do see those price of Bitcoin futures contracts go higher, it's going to encourage the Bitcoin market itself to continue to climb higher too, possibly past its previous highs.
All right, that's WSJ Markets reporter Michael Wursthorn. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.